The Five-Year Siege. The Mongols conquered most of Asia in just a few decades. They were astonishingly fast. They swept across open grasslands and deserts, appearing suddenly with their horse archers, overwhelming enemies before they could organize, moving on to the next target. But southern China was different. It had dense networks of rivers and fortified cities, and at the junction of the Han and Yangtze rivers sat a twin city called Xiangyang Fancheng. The Mongols couldn't take it. Xiangyang controlled the water routes into the wealthy rice-growing lands of southern China. As long as it held, the south was protected. The cities were well built with thick walls and well supplied by boats that brought food up the rivers. The Mongols couldn't starve them out, because they couldn't stop the boats. They couldn't charge the walls because their cavalry would be slaughtered. Horse archers were useless against fortifications surrounded by water. So the Mongols did something that showed their real genius. They adapted completely. They couldn't be fast, so they became patient. They built a navy from scratch, recruiting shipwrights and training Mongol warriors to fight on water. They brought in engineers from distant Persia, thousands of miles away, who knew how to build the most powerful siege weapons in the world. Counterweight trebuchets. These weren't the small catapults Europeans used. They were massive machines with long arms and heavy counterweights that could hurl stones weighing 200 pounds or more with devastating accuracy. The siege lasted 5 years. The new Mongol navy slowly cut off the river supply lines. The Persian trebuchets methodically smashed towers and walls. In 1273, Xiangyang surrendered. And once Xiangyang fell, all of southern China fell within a few years. The Mongols, who had started as nomads racing across open grasslands, had become something more: patient, adaptable, willing to learn entirely new ways of war. They brought in the best experts from anywhere in their empire, combined different technologies and techniques, and accomplished what should have been impossible. Namibia and Africa.